Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said Wednesday tariffs will likely increase inflation. ABC's Rachel Scott in Washington says that sentiment not popular with President Trump.
The president firing back, criticizing Powell and saying that he needs to lower interest rates. All of this comes as the president continues his negotiations with other countries on trade, meeting with Japanese officials yesterday. Later today, he'll be meeting with the Italian prime minister. So far, no deals yet.
The White House says there is evidence that Kilmar Abrego Garcia belonged to a gang. He's the Maryland man who was deported to El Salvador, where he remains in a prison despite a Supreme Court order to facilitate his return. A federal judge also found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in contempt for defying his order to turn deportation flights around. Eli Lilly says its weight loss pill cut blood sugar averages by more than 1% in late-stage trials. This is ABC News. Pennsylvania State Police say the man accused of firebombing the governor's mansion in Harrisburg on the first night of Passover called them with a confession that he did it because of Governor Josh Shapiro's support for Israel and its war with Hamas. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
A newly released search warrant application said Cody Ballmer called 911 less than an hour after the arson attack, identifying himself by name and telling the operator Governor Josh Shapiro needs to know that he will not take part in his plans for what he wants to do to the Palestinian people. Shapiro, who is Jewish, was asked today if he was targeted because of his faith.
The prosecutors will ultimately determine what motivated this. I think what we're trying to do is find the good in society.
While in custody, investigators say Ballmer told them had he encountered Shapiro, he would have beaten him with his hammer.
It's been nearly two decades since there was a Republican governor of New York, but Representative Elise Stefanik is considering a run. She was President Trump's nominee to serve as UN ambassador. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
Hey, Jim, have you checked out Pickle and Bags in Oshkosh yet?
No, what's that, Johnny?
Oh, it's an awesome place. Four indoor pickleball courts that can be booked 24-7, plus leagues, tournaments, private and group lessons for all skill levels.
Okay, that sounds like a party place.
Oh, it is, and it's not just for pickleball. They have the most dynamic venue in the valley with a full bar so you can host corporate outings, birthday and retirement parties, live bands, even weddings.
I could throw a party there and play pickleball all day?
Absolutely. Check it all out at pickleandbags.com or on Facebook.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Brewers dismissed Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-1 victory over the Detroit Tigers. Home runs by Rhys Hoskins and Christian Yelich. Pitcher Jose Quintana on getting his second win of the season.
Feels great. You know, every single day means a lot, you know, and about your preparation, how you want to be ready for games.
The crew has the day off before opening a 3-game series at home against the A's tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks holding a final practice session before heading to Indianapolis tomorrow for Saturday's playoff game at noon. Center Brooke Lopez on facing the Pacers again in the postseason.
We know who they are, what they're capable of, what their identity is. We've been working these last few days on being ultra vigilant about transition, you know, transition, the way they move the ball around the floor in the half court, how unselfish they are, just being ready to go from the jump defensively.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's become an albatross for me. I just wish it was gone. Those are the words of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York director Chris Columbus. He is referring to the 7-second cameo by Donald Trump in the film. Columbus wants the Trump cameo removed from the film, saying it's become a curse and adding that the 47th president bullied his way into the movie, telling the production they couldn't shoot at the Plaza Hotel unless he was in the film. Columbus joked that if he cuts the cameo, he could be deemed not fit to live in America and deported. I think he was joking. Here's a quick pick. The show Mobland on Paramount Plus is pretty good. The Guy Ritchie directed shows show stars Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Thomas Hardy. It's a fast-moving mob caper that doesn't hold back on gang violence. It is shot with Ritchie's classic pacing, so even if there is a moment you get bored with, it's quickly over. I'm 3 episodes in, and we'll keep you posted. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be breezy today. Partly cloudy this morning, mostly cloudy with scattered showers this afternoon. Our high in the upper 50s. The wind out of the southeast gusting to between 20 and 30. Tonight, showers, thunder showers, could get a quarter to a half inch of rain. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then all the way from WGBW, Amanda Nimmer joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Net and Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Thank you very much. We are, I'm texting some people back and forth here on my, I'm proud of myself, Todd. I can text people now.
Yeah, John learned how to
live.
Text. What do you mean live?
Look at, I'm watching us live on my phone.
Yep.
You can do that. You can do that. Like that. Like 20 years ago that came about, and John knows how to do that today. This is great.
So this is what he texted. I'll tell you. Selena, good morning, by the way.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Need a name for our kickball team. That's what he texted everybody on our Mino and the Mayor stream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And Jacob says, what's the fastest car you each have ever got to drive or ride in? P.S. You all are way too handsome.
Jacob said that.
Thank you, Jacob. Gail. Oops, something happened here.
Mine would be, excuse me.
How about when you come into our studio, don't start wrecking stuff? Would that be, is that too much to ask?
Are you, I'm sorry, are you
is
rooted?
That, is
are
that
you,
too much
are,
to
are
ask?
You rooted in electronics?
Yeah, are you rooted, or, are you rooted in knocking us off the air? We'll get to you in a second.
We'll get back
Gail,
to Jake, though.
By the way, Gail Norris said, it was Gail that said she had a 1973 Z28 when she was 16 years old.
Well, that's happening.
No.
I was Indy 500. I drove on that track, and that's the fastest I went.
How fast?
I wasn't driving. I drive. No, I was passing.
Right.
This kid was driving who had a death wish. I'm like, dude, I like to drive fast. Slow down.
Because you can do that like Daytona, I think. It's like several hundred dollars where they'll drive. And they say the craziest thing is like if not going like 100, your car wants to like roll over because it's so steep on those banks.
They take those banks really like, I don't think the banks. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. It was fast.
Got another. William, by the way, has a suggestion for the name of our kickball team. The Guinea Pig Bunters. The Guinea Pig Bunters.
Now that tied the whole first hour together.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
William.
Did you hear us coming in at all?
I did.
We got to talk about. She's got a lot more important things to talk about than
because then you don't come in with any preconceived notions of what you're getting into here.
Jim's sister listened to music.
Their guinea pig alive on Christmas.
First of all, that is not true. It was my sister's guinea pig. She was a teacher, and she taught in Wausau, and. Because of Christmas, she brought, they had a guinea pig in their classroom. She'd teach kids, you know, how important it is, take care of it, you know. So she brought it home for Christmas. And we had 10 kids in our family, a lot of boxes, a lot of Christmas
wrapping. The kids, they're in their class before they all wrote little cards for the little guinea pig. Okay. It's like, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas, Benji. We can't wait to see you.
So we had these boxes. It was at night because Christmas lasted till like midnight. And my dad said, okay, boys, I had 4 brothers. He goes, clean up this room. Burn all this stuff in the fireplace. It's got to be cleaned up for tomorrow. Okay, Dad. So we went, we burned everything. So the next morning, we're having this big brunch.
Bring the pet.
And we had this big brunch, and somebody said, where's Benji? Looking around, where's Benji? So we're looking, going to the living room, going downstairs, looking for that box. And then somebody said, I think my dad did check the fireplace. And I was...
Yeah.
She's oh, like, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Benji.
Yeah.
So oh, yeah. It was, what's the word, John?
A Christmas sacrifice.
Yes. Immobilation.
Yeah. Immobilation. It was Christmas sacrifice. It was a sacrifice to the gods.
Yeah. It sure was. There's Joan of Arc all over again.
Okay, yeah. Hey. You
good morning.
You good morning.
Introduce yourself and all the great things that
since
you do.
20 yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Introduce yourself.
Selena Darrow, founder and executive director of Rooted In Inc. And
which is a great organization.
Your mission. Give me your mission statement, like in one or two sentences, and then we'll talk about all the stuff you're doing
absolutely.
This week.
So our mission is to build a community table that nourishes and uplifts. And so, you know, by improving access to nutritious foods, we are using it as a tool to improve health and well-being.
And that is great. And we were talking before you came on the air that there's no reason for people to not have nutritional food in our community.
This is true. The food is everywhere. It's just getting it from point A to point B.
We talk about that all the time. Because I'm in some of these grocery stores and it's getting close to closing. And there's the deli with all this beautiful shrimp and T-bones and whatever. It's like, what's going to happen to that right. in the next hour or so? I've always wondered about that. Mm-hmm. So please enlighten us a little bit more about what your quest is to make sure those things don't go to waste.
Yeah, so really, Rooted In is the only nonprofit in our community that is aggregating food from going to waste, basically from any source. So we have a program called the Glean Team, and most people say, Chef Selena, what is the Glean Team? And I say, well, gleaning is a very old practice. It basically means you're rescuing or recovering food from any source where it would go to waste. And so we've been identifying many sources in our community where food is going to waste. We will come and pick it up.
Okay, I just want to jump in. I mean, but when you say go to waste, you mean like landfill, right?
Correct. Okay. Correct. So like food that, you know, isn't being consumed. The highest percentage of food that goes to waste is in an individual's home, followed by restaurants. And so we are on a quest to prevent as much food from going to waste to feed our community.
I feel guilty about that, but it's like fruit and things, they spoil so fast. I mean, there's such a short shelf life sometimes once you got something in your fridge. Isn't it, though?
Yeah, and I'm sure your solutions are not to buy so much.
Well, I mean, there's multiple solutions, but a lot of it comes down to education about best buy dates and use by dates on food.
Right.
There's no federal standards around that. So there's a lot of confusion from the consumer standpoint around food labeling. And there's bills at Congress right now. They've been sitting in Congress since 2018 to change that and make it clear for consumers.
Why would that be an argument?
What bill is out there that like we could call our congressperson or what bill needs support that is like in the red zone?
So basically in the state of California, they just passed a law last year so that you can only label foods best buy or use by. And then there's definitions as to what that means.
Because right now there is none.
Right.
And people are confused by that. They've tried. There's articles on that all the time.
Absolutely.
And what does that really, really mean?
Right.
Best used by.
It's more a suggestion than a real thing.
That's
isn't
right.
It?
Yeah. That's right. And working in the food manufacturing industry, sometimes it's just an arbitrary date that's put on
right.
something.
Yeah.
So, Chef Selena, you are a chef.
I am a chef.
I think something else is people get a lot of information on this has been passed down from grandma to your mom, to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be not accurate as well. But a lot of stuff that, how long can you keep food in the refrigerator too? You know what I mean?
Those sorts of, that information isn't readily, it's very confusing.
Right.
So if you come to our website, we have a lot of resources around ways you can reduce food waste. Actually, last week was Stop Food Waste Prevention Week. And so we definitely are on the front end of educating consumers before we even get food to the landfill.
Okay, two quick questions for you here then. Number one, what does happen at 10 o'clock at night when a store closes or whatever, okay, with the stuff that wasn't sold? And number two, when you guys do rescue that food, where does it go?
Yeah, so there are some other food pantries in our community who are actively working to rescue food from grocery stores. Not all grocery stores. But what we do is when we rescue food, whether it's fresh produce, yogurt, cheese, sandwiches, we either redistribute that to other food pantries in our community or we will use that to make individually packaged meals for our Cooking for the Community program. And then we donate those out to the community refrigerators and to two other food pantries, including Trinity Lutheran and NWTC.
And those community refrigerators are picking up. There's a couple of those in Green Bay, right?
So the one that's closest to our office is at Seymour Park.
Right, right.
And so we, on a regular basis, will bring all sorts of food over there.
Right up after, off of Ashland, right?
Correct. Kind of, yeah, right at Samaritan's Heart Ministries.
Right. But even with that effort and with, you know, I know Manna picks up at some places and I see them once in a while. There's still food that needs to find a home and versus the landfill. Touch on what we talked about before you came on about the DNR, the state is concerned about landfilling with good food or food period.
Right.
Surprised they can't even, farmers don't buy it for hogs or something?
Well, I mean, there are those mechanisms. Okay. Like some of the food pantries will, if they can't distribute the food, they will bring it to the pig farmers.
Right.
But there is a lot of waste that goes on farm, and they don't have a mechanism to get it to agencies like Rooted In, or caterers, or vending machines, or Airbnbs. Think about how much food goes to waste. When you stay at an Airbnb, you load up your fridge, yeah, and then you're done and you go on your merry way. So there's all of these areas in our community that we are thinking about, okay, is there food there and how can we rescue it to feed people in our community?
What happens, like I got in a little discussion at a gas station one time and I was about to buy my Angus burger, okay, and which are really good. I mean, but anyway, and the kid was taking them off the thing. I said, oh, let me just grab one of those. He goes, nope, expired. I said, what do you mean? He goes, oh, it's, you know, minute after six or whatever it was. I said, well, I'm fine. I'll just, he goes, nope, can't sell it. I said, what are you going to do with it? We're tossing it out. And it's just like, this isn't logical. I'm willing to buy this. It's fine. If I was here 60 seconds earlier, it would be fine. And now it's going to be thrown into the garbage?
Right.
What happens to that stuff? They just tossed it in the garbage?
Yep.
Yeah. Or I mean, like a McDonald's or a Burger King or whomever. What do? They just toss it?
Yep.
Wow. And in the kid's defense.
Well, yeah, he was just following orders.
Oh,
yeah,
exactly.
I'm not getting on the kid, but I'm just like, wait a minute.
Policy there. Right. Yeah. It's too bad they don't mark that down 50%, 75%.
Something.
You know,
well, and there's...
Then John, what about two?
Oh, there are some organizations out there.
Maybe four.
Good to Go is an app where like some businesses can register and then they can mark their food down 50% and still sell it.
Okay.
There's those mechanisms.
Be a line.
Absolutely. But I would be there every whatever day it was. I'd be like my mom at the day-old bread store. Are you kidding me?
Right.
We got to get a little bit more creative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We, like I said, I think sometimes we get...
Well, I mean, just the logical part is, okay, right, there might be somebody who's going to be sleeping in that doorway tonight who would give anything for a hamburger.
Right.
Okay. And so, three blocks away, they're taking a bunch of hamburgers and they're throwing them in the garbage.
Yeah.
That was her point when she got here.
Yeah.
It's the distribution.
So we
I know, Jim.
No, I'm just saying that somebody's got to connect the dots here. And that's what you're trying to do. Right.
I'm still traumatized from burning his guinea pig.
Apparently.
I know.
But we are actually been activated to rescue, recover the food that's going to waste during the draft. So starting next Tuesday, we will be picking up all of the food, perishable food, that would otherwise go to waste and get it out to agencies in our community.
And we're going to see you Wednesday because Wednesday you have a little bit of a fundraiser. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Awesome. Stick around. Yeah. All right. Rooted In. Stay with us.
I like the way you sing. Roll on.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
April is World Autism Month, a time to focus on sharing stories and providing opportunities to increase understanding and acceptance of the autism community. To learn signs of autism and find out how you can make a difference in your community, visit autismspeaks.org. This message is made possible by Landscape Solutions by Michael Kirsch. For a free estimate on your next home outdoor project, contact Landscape Solutions at 920-420-8055. 54.
Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, Wisconsin is a small-batched, handcrafted distillery focused on creating spirits from grain to glass. Located in the original Dale Fire Station built in 1938, the distillery is a nod to tradition, service, and preservation of the fire station's history. Whether you're a seasoned spirit enthusiast or a casual sipper, Old Station 31 is a place for all to gather, take a tour, enjoy a craft cocktail, and relax. Here's to fires that forge character and spirits that spark tradition.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a two-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Roll on, Big Mama. Roll on, Big Mama. I like.
All right, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor. We are here with Chef Selena. She's a great chef, but what she does is something that's super interesting in our community and collects food that's excess that we don't want to go into the landfill.
That normally would get thrown away.
And we're talking about, of course, the draft is coming up. Everybody knows that. And there may be, probably will be, some excess food that these restaurants and caterers are going to have. And you're going to be responsible, is that the right word?
Yeah.
For picking that up and making sure it gets to the right place, and that's going to be people who need
it. Who are hungry.
Right. And as you said, there's plenty of food. That's not a problem.
Exactly.
There's plenty of people that want that food.
That's right.
It's making that connection between the two groups where you fill in.
That's right.
Okay.
Saw a problem and figured out a solution.
Awesome. Right.
And you're a nonprofit. You need to be funded.
That's right.
And a lot of funds come through charitable through charity, people like that give you money.
That's right.
And on Thursday, you're part of a fundraising effort by Bellin, and we're going to be there. Bellin's clinic is, what street is that?
On Ridge Road.
On Ridge.
The
right.
Sports Medicine Clinic.
And out in front of there, they're going to have food trucks, and the proceeds go to your organization. I know Boys and Girls Club is going to be there. I forgot who else is there, but people can stop there before they go into the draft and buy something, and the proceeds go to you.
That's right. So there'll be four food trucks there, and then there's going to be an 100 by 40 foot tent, and underneath the tent there will be 10 local food artisans selling food and donating back to Rooted In.
That's awesome.
Yes.
I gotta ask you this right in a minute, but if you were the czar, if you could just like, they said, listen, Selena, solve this problem, what would you do? That you can't quite get your tentacles in yet, you know what I mean? If they said, solve this problem in this community, what would you do? I mean, you're doing everything you can, but what would be the other barriers you'd knock down to make it better?
Well, John, my big dream is to build a community culinary center.
Okay.
So it would be a facility that we can aggregate all of this food. We can process it in a commercial kitchen space. We want to put in a food as medicine teaching kitchen. So that's where Amplify Health. The reason why they invited us to be a part of this is we align greatly with their health priorities. And so we want to solve this problem together with our community partners. And so having a space where we can be a resource center, for everyone in our community, regardless of income.
A physical space.
A physical building. Yes.
Hmm.
We're modeling.
Like that'd be up your alley? Finding something? No?
Yeah.
I enjoyed raising money.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fantastic.
That guy yesterday, I got to talk to you about it because that's why he said I want to talk to you for a few minutes. So,
okay.
But I gave him your number.
So what would you need?
What do I need?
To make that become a reality.
Well, I need to have the right partners at the table. I specifically would love to have this community culinary center on the west side of Green Bay on Broadway, perhaps in the new Shipyard District. With the Green Bay Public Market being here, we could create an amazing food area specifically in our community. One thing that Rooted In does that no other nonprofit does is, me being a chef, I've created thousands of recipes over my career. So we create local recipes to support local entrepreneurs. So we use their products. Farmers donate products to me, and then I create recipes using them. And so when you go to our website, you'll find recipes for all sorts of salads and entrees, but linked to as many local ingredients as possible.
Love it.
All right,
Love it. You know, we got a guy, great friend of ours. He runs Door County Farm for Vets.
Oh, I know. I know Jacob. You know, yes, he's donated collard greens to me.
Isn't Jake awesome?
He is. He's amazing.
But it's like, you guys are cut from the same cloth.
We are.
In regards to what you're trying to do.
We absolutely are.
You know what? I have to say this, and I have to give you guys a little kudos, because I love the fact that we bring in individuals like Selena and Jacob, and somehow there's already kind of a connection. And if there's not, the connections are being made.
Absolutely.
This is awesome.
And love you had my good friend DeLorean Walls on a couple weeks ago.
Oh, man.
We are both graduates of the Food Leaders Lab.
And he's awesome.
He's actually going to be on with us next week because they've got the fundraiser going on for St. Norbert College, the food drive next week, too.
Excellent.
Fantastic. Yep. We're pals.
You know what's cool is there are some people here, and young people, I mean, like yourself, you know what I mean? There was the old stodgy Green Bay at one time that, you know what I mean, Jim? All the politicians were 70. They're all whatever. You know what I mean? They're good. And it's like there's a different generation of people now that have said, you know, like yourself and like Jake and DeLorean and all these people. Where it's like, you know what? We're going to kind of forge our own community here. And I think it's awesome what you guys do.
It is amazing what's going on around community building. There is a new app that just launched last week called Local. Bob Dalton came here to Green Bay to launch the app. He is the founder of Sackcloth and Ashes. But it's literally a completely new platform versus Facebook, Instagram, and all these other social media where you getting in your feeds, you're getting all this stuff you don't really want to see. Local is all about building community and connecting with other people in your community to get things done.
That's how you get it done. And it really is.
I want to talk more down the road about this, about the building type thing.
So rootedininc.org.
That is correct.
Okay. Or you are at selena@rootedininc.org.
That's right.
We got a texture for you, Selena. Are you connecting with local Airbnb hosts to take people's leftover food as donations?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Thank
you, Colleen.
That's a real opportunity. And
it is.
There's a lot of opportunities out there. I'm glad you got your feelers out on all that, because that's great what you're doing. And you are really the only nonprofit that's working this hard on this, right?
We are.
All right. That kitchen thing,
awesome. I
want
to
learn more about this too. I think if what I'm hearing is what you're going to do, and I love the area. I mean, Broadway, the Shipyard. I mean, that
if
it's got to be unique. And
if
this
I
is
was
unique.
One of your guys that went around and picked up stuff, and like say from a quick trip or something like that, would it be okay if I just had like something on the way? You know,
stop. He's saying,
oh,
stop.
I'm just saying. I mean,
because the first.
It wouldn't be going away.
No,
chef. This is what he's asking. Can the first drop off be his house? Thanks for doing this. We'll see you at the draft.
Yep.
I don't like
Thursday,
you anymore.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
At Bellin. All right. We'll see
I don't
you.
Like
we'll
you anymore,
there.
Selena.
All right,
wonderful what
great.
You're doing.
Thanks for doing
thank
this.
You
thank
so
you
much.
For taking the time
yes,
to come in here and spread the word.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. We got to start a quick break. Back after this.
Older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze, country roads, take me home.
Choice, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, WISS.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you on a Thursday morning. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Well, the quarter century mark is now upon us in agriculture and ag lending. The U.S. is doing well, but the global economy is struggling. This is according to agriculture finance professor David Cole from Virginia Tech. He tells us why the United States economy is faring better than most.
We have a bifurcated economy, world economy. In other words, the U.S. economy is doing quite well. The rest of the world is struggling. The reason the U.S. economy is doing quite well is basically our deficit spending, and also our equity markets, our stock market and real estate has gone up. So that has really fueled consumption spending. So 70% of the U.S. economy is driven off that, and so that's been the big drivers of change. Of course, with the possible tariffs and the decline in the stock market, we could see that change dramatically. It's the stairs up, the elevator down. In other words, when things correct, it corrects fast.
Agriculture finance and agribusiness professor David Cole joining us from Virginia Tech. Don't touch that dial. I've got more farm news next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Legislation is circulating the state capitol that will influence where renewable energy projects are located. The whole bill package is called the Wisconsin Energy Reform Act, and it has a farmland preservation element. I talked to Assembly Agriculture Chair Travis Tranel about this provision. He tells me the bill encourages utilities to put wind or solar arrays on marginal land. It requires that they purchase 4 acres of agricultural conservation easements with every 1 acre of renewable energy. You can find all the details at MidwestFarmReport.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow along with us on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report or Instagram at MWF Report. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at FishOnMarinette.com.
It is going to be breezy today, partly cloudy this morning, mostly cloudy with scattered showers this afternoon. Our high in the upper 50s, the wind out of the southeast gusting to between 20 and 30. Tonight, showers, thunder showers, could get a quarter to a half inch of rain. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pin in the left field Lowe's bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder, courtesy of Miller Lite and Leinenkugel's. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll talk issues that matter to you with State Senator Sarah Kieski and also Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich. Also the NFL Draft of the Packers. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Peterson and Lana Nyland, founder and CEO of Ukrainian Patriot.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS. ISS. 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 ISS.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The NFL draft starts in just 7 days, and the city of Green Bay voted this week to double parking ramp rates during the event. Rates will go from $1 an hour or $12 a day to $2 an hour or $24 a day for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. The city says the doubled rates are needed to cover the increased staffing and maintenance needs for those 3 days that the event is in town. Officials with Appleton Department of Public Health, Calumet County Public Health, Menasha Health Department, Outagamie Public Health, and Winnebago County Public Health are all coming together to ask residents to check their protection against measles. Measles outbreaks have been reported across the country, and with over 250,000 people coming to the area for the draft, there's a chance residents could be exposed to the virus, which is spread through coughing and sneezing. The measles virus can remain in the air and infect people for up to 2 hours after an infected person leaves a place. The Winnebago County Board voted Tuesday night to pass a resolution to transfer full ownership of the Weiss Earth Science Museum to Outagamie County. In exchange, Winnebago County will receive the rest of the UWO Fox City's campus, including Barlow Planetarium, for $1. Winnebago County Executive Gordon Hintz.
It's also understandable that having a single governing entity and one board to negotiate these agreements would make developing the rest of the property easier. It's hard to sometimes get two county executives, two full boards to try to figure out the best way to go about doing things. And so, you know, the result of the agreement tonight, giving that to one executive and one board to be able to work forward, clearly, I think, removes some of the obstacles.
If Outagamie County approves the transfer, it can move the Weiss exhibits and collections to the History Museum at the Castle in downtown Appleton. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
And we'll see you Thursday.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Great segment. Nicely done. Selena Darrow, Rooted in Ink. This is something we talk about all the time, yeah. And she is actually doing something about it, where food, wonderful, delicious, healthy, good food gets thrown away, which is a sin. I think it is a sin.
Especially,
I might go to hell for that.
But especially,
no, that's the one thing I won't go to hell for, wasting food.
especially when there's hungry people.
Yes!
That's what really makes it a
crime. But, so I'm going to ask you this because you deal with this. The other day, I was over by the library, I was over by the post office on Monroe, and a lady comes up to me and asks for money, okay? And it was a really cold, windy day like it's always been the last 6 months here, and she had a blanket around. It's like, and I didn't have any cash. I mean, I don't carry cash.
Right.
I don't
carry
cash. And I felt bad, but it's like, does that person need to eat? If I'd given her something, would that have been her meal for the day? Or was it a little bit of a scam type thing? Like they talk about that's going on where people get hired to like ask money and then they get a small percentage and the other people. What's the deal with that? I need you, former mayor of Green Bay, finger on the pulse of the community, working with homeless, working with whatever. What's the status of the people that you see with signs and asking for things? And I'm certainly not, I don't want to be cold hearted and whatever. But is that a little bit of a scam where those people aren't really getting the money?
And we talk about that at work, right? Because especially when there's room in the inn, right? And it's – first, there's a couple things, Johnny. Salvation Army serves lunch every day. We serve dinner every day. They can go to a place, get warm, and have a good meal. When they're sitting there with the
– because there is always somebody at Walmart East.
Yes.
Okay, and far end on Main – and there's always somebody, and they, and I'm
Mason
just going to be honest,
Ashland.
They always have the same, no matter which part of town you go in, they will have the exact same sign.
Yeah. We've approached those people. I personally don't work in case management, so we've had people approach those people, and some of them, you're not going to believe this, they're content doing that. They're okay with that. We're like, look.
But I mean, they're working for somebody?
No. I'm just saying. They're
but how do they all
okay
have the same, their signs all say the same thing?
Yeah.
And they're all a piece of cardboard, and it'll say anything will help.
I don't know that detail. All I'm saying is that we've asked these people, like, look, we can help you.
Right. I mean, if this person was really in need, I'd be more than happy
without
to help
giving
them
money, though. We're like, we can help you. Come to our place, and we've got case management. We can, and they refuse that help, which is sad. I mean, we have people in our place, and you've met some of them, that were sleeping outside on a slide so the animals didn't get to them a year and a half ago, and now they're working, and they got their own apartment.
We've had them sitting right here.
So it can happen, but they have to want it. They have to want that more than you do. I mean, they really, really have to want that life. And some people at this point in time, they don't. I don't know what the answer is to that. But like that lady you ran into at the post office, I probably shouldn't say this on the air. I don't give money. I mean, my wife does. I don't. I'm like, look, there's resources in this town, and you need to take advantage of them. We have a lot of nonprofits in this city. I mean, think about the people we've had on our show in the last 2 years. You know, there's help out there, but to give $5, $10 to someone with a sign, I don't think that's the answer. I just don't.
All right.
Especially when you look at all the 501c3s we've had through this place. It's amazing. Like, you know, we're talking about Manna for Life, and, you know, of course, there's, you know, Salvation Army, there's New Community, there's just a lot of places. So, yeah, I feel bad when I see them. I mean, I don't want to take that away from them, but
I agree.
They have been approached by people.
But is somebody else putting money in their own pockets
for
and their own whatever and using these people to make money?
Right. I don't know that.
Because there was a guy, I'm trying to think where it was exactly. It was in Green Bay, and this was like last summer, and he was sitting in a lounge chair type thing. Or, you know, what do you take to the beach type thing, all right? Sitting there reading a book, and a sign, homeless vet, please help. And he had two coolers that were stuffed with stuff. And I stopped, and I said, where were you, you know, thanks for your service, where were you? And he was real shady. Oh, I don't even like to talk about it. I thought, oh, you're a scam. You're a scam. Right. He's sitting there in this chair, and people are bringing up loaves of bread. Thank you for your service. Thank you.
Right.
And he
was
scamming. He was using the whole veteran aspect, scamming people.
And they,
I hate that so much.
That's sad.
Yeah.
But, and they turn around, and they count their money like a bookie.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Going to the casino.
But people, see, that's the people in Green Bay are so nice. And
I know.
Like, oh, my God. I could give this guy 10 bucks or 5 bucks.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. There's resources out there. Yes. And, you know, I, of course, drive to work.
And there are certain places. You know there are certain places, right?
And I think they go back there because people give them money, too, right? We talked about that.
But there was a person at the, when you take the exit off of, like, Webster, and you come down past Heritage Hill, okay, and then you come down to Riverside Drive, basically. Mm-hmm. Like last summer, there was somebody almost every day, a different person standing where people are at the stop sign with the same sign.
Kind of like Man Your Post.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know.
And again, I will do anything possible to help anybody in need. But if somebody's scamming people out of the, where somebody's getting penalized for the goodness of their heart, wanting to help somebody, and somebody's just lining their pockets with it and lying or doing a fake military type thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that, man.
Yeah. But our case managers have said, you know, get in the car, which I think is risky, but they do
that. Oh, I would
never
do that.
No, they do that.
They drive them?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
And most of them are women. They just
nope. Wouldn't do it?
Yeah, I'll take you down. Yeah, they do.
Wow.
I'm like, wow. Mm. I don't think I would do that. But I don't know the right stuff to say.
We got a text here. Kickball team name as homage to John's grandmother, Nona's Revenge. Bonus points if the team shirts are prison stripes.
I'm liking that.
Nancy, you're
on that. I am liking that.
Yeah.
Definitely they win for the uniform.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what would also be cool with that? Maybe we can get like a distillery or a brewery to do a Nona's Revenge
That'd be nice.
Right beer or liquor.
That would be
our fundraiser, right?
A moonshine.
Yep.
Do we have enough distilleries on board?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All of our people involved in our
top craft
pick. Who wants to do it? Who wants to do it?
And don't forget, your last chance to vote on that for the top one is tomorrow at 5 p.m. Then the contest is over. Next week, we'll announce which of the top craft drafters actually came through as the top craft pick.
Nice.
And one person who voted along this whole time, these 10 or 12 weeks, will walk away with $250 in gift cards from these businesses.
Beautiful. You know what I want to do, though? We've made a vow. We're going to visit every single one.
Yep.
And I'm going to buy some swag, like a shirt or whatever, because they all have unbelievably cool logos and everything. That's such a big part of it these days, it seems like, which is awesome. I'm going to get T-shirts from every one of those places, and I'm going to wear them all summer. Because I want to promote all the people that took part in our contest.
Yeah, I want to go to their events. You know, they talked about the music. I want to, when we go there, we'll stop in. But there's just some cool things going on at some of these outdoor events.
Got a text here. Remember, Minos listeners, you guys named the blizzard. We did. Also, I named Kiwani the storm.
Well, you said that.
And I wrote their theme song, their fight song.
Yeah, I don't think that ever got confirmed. But yeah, you did say that.
I got confirmed.
No, I don't think that story was ever confirmed. Mine own the mayor's Moonshine. Moonshine
that's
is
not bad.
That's a cool name because we don't use that anymore.
Yeah. I like Nona's Revenge.
Nona's Revenge is
not good.
Bad at all.
Yeah.
We got to do this. Which of our distilleries would like to take part in this? Nona's I'll give you half the profits.
Yeah, I don't think you have any problem with that.
I'm going to give them half the profit.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But don't give it away so fast.
What?
Jeez, half the profit.
Well, you got to.
We
got to
fund the team.
Don't you?
We got to buy uniforms. We're going to have to go out after, you know, and celebrate our victories. I don't know. There's got to be an entry cost to this. I mean, it's going to cost us a couple grand to get this thing off the ground, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't spend money.
that's why I want to raise some money. Yes. I'm going to.
I just beg for money. I don't spend it.
No. All right. So when does this league kick off? Is this fall?
I don't know. I didn't know. That was a nice little pun. When does the league kick off?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know anything about it until you guys mentioned it today. Or Todd mentioned it.
That it's...
This could be at the stadium district? Yeah. I want to know if it's going to be on that AstroTurf field. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'm in. I'm not even kidding. I'm putting a team together.
Yeah,
artificial
no, you
hip
are.
Or not. Achilles issues or not. Actually, you know who we got to have on the team, though? Mark Husen. In case something goes down with me.
Oh, I don't know. Is he going to play? Do you think...
Even just our trainer?
Well,
or
he'll be the trainer.
Something, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he'll be the trainer for sure.
Because my Achilles, my bone spur,
yes.
My artificial hip.
No, he'll be.
You know, I got a lot of bleep going on.
And then that chef that was just on, she can maybe, like, for, like, practice and stuff, she can bring us stuff from, like,
absolutely.
From Quick Trip and
no
stuff.
No question. Absolutely. Eat it fast, boys.
Stuff expires in an hour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right,
I'm
we'll get our guests.
Okay, I just want to say something. Have you ever had anything in your fridge and you think, and you maybe smell it or and if. Okay, here. So I've been there, okay? But what I do then is I just microwave it, and I think that kills everything.
Mm.
Doesn't it?
Mm-mm. No.
Why wouldn't it?
If it smells even
tinge.
Nope, it's gone. Gone.
Okay.
Gone.
Let me just say this.
Okay.
Like cheese. Everybody's had a hunk of cheese that gets a little bit moldy, and you've just cut that off, correct?
Yeah, sure, that's
okay
different.
With that. That's
okay. Different.
Yeah,
yep.
Different.
But let's say you got, just for instance, I had some lunch meat.
Gone.
Some bologna.
Gone.
And it got a little yada, yada, yada.
Yep. Nope.
I put it in the microwave. It seemed, it just seems like that kills everything.
No.
It's radiation. No?
Nope.
All right.
I would, first of all, I don't think that's good, even the first slice. I don't think bologna is that good for you. I would.
Bologna is underrated how good it is for you. No carbs. What?
Everything is.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, you just think no carbs is like perfect food. That's not. That doesn't mean it. Because there's bad food for you with no carbs.
Okay, you're the same guy that. I will say this. I want to try oxtail. You're fine with oxtail. You're fine with cow's tongue.
Oh, yeah.
You're fine with pig's feet.
Oh, yeah.
You're fine with all
gizzards,
these things.
Absolutely.
All those.
Line them up.
Bologna. Oh, heaven forbid.
Yeah, I don't.
Really?
Yeah,
I mean, bologna's made from parts of all those things that you eat, but yet you put them together and you got a problem with it?
Yeah, you're probably right. But
yeah,
don't they kind of sweep up the floor and put it in there and make bologna? Isn't that what they say?
Well, then microwave it.
No, I don't think microwave is the same as radiation. I don't. I think you're assuming that.
Todd?
Anyway, no, anything in the fridge, John, that even has a... tinge of not smelling right, I would throw out.
Get rid of it.
Right
don't
away.
Play with
right
that.
Away.
Really?
Yep. Right away.
Absolutely. I have eaten stuff like that my entire life, and I'm fine.
Are you, though?
Pretty much.
Well,
for the most part.
Let's study it. All right.
In some ways.
We'll toss you in the fire and
wow,
figure that out.
I feel bad. Is your mom really listening?
Oh yeah, oh. Yeah, she is. She'll recall that story better than I did. That was a traumatic thing in our family. But we've had
I'm traumatic
50,
just
60,
listening to it.
Yeah, Christmas.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Craving a deliciously authentic schnitzel? Thirsty for a beer brewed locally following the German purity law? Check out OB's Brauhaus in Appleton. Serving their customers since 1928, making them the most German authentic restaurant in the area. Dig into several types of handmade schnitzels or Bavarian dinners, along with modern traditional American fare like filet mignon, grilled salmon, or more. OB's Brauhaus offers happy hour Tuesday through Thursday, fish fry on Fridays, and shrimp or extra, extra large schnitzels on Saturdays. Prost!
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. It is 38 in Green Bay, 41 in Appleton, 39 in Oshkosh. Forecast today, cloudy with showers, mid to upper 50s. It is National High Five Day. It is kickball day, and we're still talking about the kickball team we want to put together for this coming fall. Ford Mustang Day, Auctioneers Day. I've actually thought about going to auctioneers class because I've done 1,000 auctions, man. Not knowing what I'm doing.
Those are fun. Have you been an auctioneer?
1,000 times.
Oh, yeah.
Amateur, though.
Yeah, me too.
But I would love to go learn how they do that.
But a good auctioneer is
great auctioneer. Oh, man, it's entertaining.
It is. Oh, man, there's some good ones.
I might do that. How do you go to auctioneer school?
I don't know if you can.
I would do it.
Can you really learn how to be that guy? That's unbelievable how fast they are. And I don't know if you can. I think that'd be.
Hey,
well, all right, sir. Here we go. There, what are they going to do?
See, there you go.
I'm at $600 down here now. $10 and
that's 25 an
now, 35 and now, 50 now, 60. Will you give me 60 now? 75
now. I can do this.
That is so much fun.
I know.
And that just gets you in the mood, yo. It's like, yeah, I know. I'm in.
Well, that's a big part of it is to get that energy going in the room.
Exactly. And, you know, I feel bad when they start and then they got to go down and down and down. But then it gets right back to where they started. So, they know what they're doing.
I've been there a million times. Yeah. It is also, it is DARE Day, DARE program.
Right.
I'm trying to think what it stands for. D-A-R-E, drugs, alcohol,
no.
What? I should know that. What does DARE stand for?
Drug abuse resistance education.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Todd.
Fourth grade, right? Or sixth?
I think sixth.
Okay.
Because I always write the essays. I mean, I've done a million of the DARE programs. Bat Appreciation Day. This is the Flying Bats, which, we hit on this earlier. Todd, this is one of the few times we've had a vehemently heated discussion.
Okay.
Bats don't deserve to live.
Yes, they do.
Oh, man.
We need them. I know they're creepy and scary, and I remember the one that went
to me,
right?
Yeah. As I'm wearing my little Little League uniform with VFW, and the guy says, "Hey, does that stand for very fat woman? VFW?" Because my uniform was so big on me, and it was billowy. And then here's that bat on the sidewalk, and I kick it.
I can see where that would scare you a little bit.
It is. I hate bats. That's like the only thing I just despise.
You don't like snakes.
No.
Oh, I'm fascinated with snakes.
Okay.
I mean, if you go to my Facebook or my whatever, I don't post anything, but what I look at all the time is snake roundups. I would love to go to Rattlesnake Roundup.
Maybe you need to...
But I'm not one of those people that's going to have a snake for a pet or whatever. But I'm fascinated by snakes.
Maybe you need to...
Venomous snakes. The other ones are wannabes.
Maybe you need to get fascinated by bats down in Austin, right? Where they all come out at, like, you know... Same time.
Well, there's a place in the UP in Kingsford or Iron Mountain where it's an old mine shaft, and they say the same thing. I think it's gated off so people can't go, but they've gone in there to do stories, and the walls are like alive with bats.
Right, and they fly out at a certain time at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're thinking New Mexico. No. It's the caverns in New Mexico.
No. Austin, there's some under a bridge.
Yeah, the bridge. They do. I've been down there. It was cold. It was very cool to see that. Bats. There's a whole.
Kathy says bats eat mosquitoes.
Well, very true.
I kill mosquitoes.
They get my vote.
I think that's overrated. Don't you?
Mm-mm. The only thing that the bat. I just want to say that story of that girl
in
that
was
in church. Yeah,
yeah.
She spoke at that national.
Absolutely.
That is quite the story, but. I didn't like bats at that time, but
I'm a firm believer, and I don't mean to sound weird, but I'm a firm believer that anything that can kill you without a conscience, you should be able to kill without a conscience. Like rattlesnakes, I'll be honest with you. I've killed rattlesnakes, and I my brother's probably killed 20 rattlesnakes in his
yard. Are they protected?
They are, so you're not supposed to. But a little 4-year-old kid could be walking by and bit, but you can't kill that snake? That's totally wrong.
I think they would look at that
I would hope the judge would go easy on you.
Self-defense, just like if somebody pulled a knife on you and you shot him, right?
Absolutely.
But bats, you're not giving bats any credit. Like, bats serve a purpose.
To spread rabies.
That goes in the minus column. Hmm. But there's a lot more things in the plus column that you're not giving them
credit
for.
Give me another one. They eat mosquitoes. Give me another one.
There's more to it. I can't think of it right now.
Oh, do they pollinate?
Actually, I think some of them do.
Oh, I hate when Todd gets into our discussions.
I'm looking at him, trying to bring him in.
Because he actually knows stuff.
We just kind of make it up as we go along.
Bats are significant pollinators, with over 500 plant species relying on them to pollinate their flowers.
Wow. I pulled that out of my butt. I did not think Todd would know that they actually do that.
I didn't know, but there's something called the internet and something called Google. You can look up anything you want within like 15
seconds. Most people don't do it that fast, Todd.
Yeah, that's... Okay, so John, I mean,
why is the floor wet, Todd?
How many, I don't know, Mino.
But how many? Okay, so we
we gotta get t-shirts made with that.
How many people do bats infect or kill?
Thousands.
But what's the number one? We talked about this. But the number one killer?
Dogs.
No, it's mosquitoes.
Oh,
I lost a bet to you on that.
Oh yeah. Oh that yeah.
So I'm just saying that, and so bats would mitigate that. But I think bats kill just a fraction of people versus mosquitoes.
There were 5 bat deaths due to rabies back in 2021.
In Green Bay?
No. In the United States.
Alloy?
No,
sir. Westview?
Nope.
5. And how many deaths due to mosquitoes? John, listen.
4. We're talking the mosquitoes in like Africa and South America. And
bats too.
800,000 to a million deaths every year.
Okay, so John.
From bats.
From
you got
mosquitoes.
It here. We got to set a break. From bats. Yeah. There you go.
Man.
Mosquitoes that were infected by bats.
I can see why you hate bats, because this is the way you listened in school. I can see where you got that warped.
This misinformation brought to you by John Mino.
Brought to you by nobody. No one will claim responsibility.
Well, we got
Flukies
good,
in.
We got good information coming.
I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
This week, we are talking with Emmy award-winning journalist and Green Bay gal, Kelly Peterson, and Lana Nyland, founder and CEO of Ukrainian Patriot.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS.
It's that time of year where we all know that Easter is coming up.
Which means that the Easter Bunny is on his way as we speak. Hopping a little bit this way and a whole lot of that way. Hiding all the eggs and the candy and who knows what else he's up to. Find out where he is today by going to WISS.FM and clicking events. Because the guy's got a busy schedule. And quite frankly, I only get so many spots a week and I just can't fit them all. So head to the website, click events, and see where he's at. And tell him Danvers are better than Nantes. He'll know what it means.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump says he spoke with Mexico's president yesterday. He's touting potential trade deals, but at the same time, he says that Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's termination cannot come soon enough. He's criticizing the Fed for not cutting interest rates. Powell said Wednesday,
"The level of tariff increases announced so far is significantly larger than anticipated, and the same is likely to be true of the economic effects, which will include higher inflation and slower growth."
The European Central Bank has announced an interest rate cut this morning. A federal judge is threatening contempt proceedings against the Trump administration for defying his order to return two deportation flights. Health experts are criticizing Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr.'s statement that environmental factors are the cause of autism. They say autism is mostly a genetic disorder and any environmental cause is not from a vaccine. This is ABC News.
I'm